Hello everyone, welcome back to Everything Fandom. Thank you for tuning in today.
I'm your host Nila.
And I'm your other host Mina. And today, we're going half and half today. We're actually doing three things.
We're going to be
combining Harry Potter, Warrior's Cats, and the Gone series, because we're going to be throwing... So,
Harry Potter is a very large
franchise.
Very good book.
Warriors is pretty large too.
Yes, they're out of, and J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, Warriors out of the three books that we're doing has the most books. Yeah. That's probably because Erin Hunter is like
seven people.
It might be six
now though. Anyways.
But and then Warriors by Erin Hunter or seven different girls. And Gone is by Michael Grant.
It's not that popular.
It's not the popular.
But it's really underrated, to be
honest.
It's
very good.
It's amazing.
We already did an episode about all of these, so go back and check these out. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be sorting some characters into Hogwarts houses. We're going to be sorting the cats and Warriors cats and the people
from Gone.
And Gone.
We're going to start with Gone first.
Yeah, we're going to start with Gone.
Let's just do it.
So the first person we're going to be sorting from the Gone series is Sam Temple. His power is, he basically has laser hands and like this green and white light comes out of his hands. And he's the main character and his girlfriend, but they have a very complicated relationship. And when you get further into the series is Astrid. She has no power. But Sam Temple, we're thinking he's the ultimate Gryffindor. Like, he will do...
But I am Sam. We took a quiz and I am Sam.
Yeah, she's Sam. And she's a Gryffindor.
Starting your own podcast.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, if you're Sam and you're a Gryffindor, that makes Sam a Gryffindor. Right? Right.
It seems too sensible. I feel like he's always the one to go ahead and...
Yeah, I feel like he's like, okay.
I mean, like, not...
I feel like he would sacrifice himself, because he did sacrifice himself.
Just being stereotypical, usually... Gryffindors are extroverts, and I'm not really an extrovert.
A stereotype but it could also be true for Gryffindors is they kind of don't think, they just do.
Yeah.
And that's very Sam.
Yeah. And then they lose all pity parties for themselves.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to say he is a Gryffindor.
And we're going by the stereotypes, not all we have to live.
Because we're not saying, like, this is the exact what they are. This is just how J.K. Rowling, like, described
a
Gryffindor.
You could be, like, a Ravenclaw, but have some Gryffindor qualities.
Yeah, you could still be very brief. Or you could be a Gryffindor and be very intelligent and witty. You don't have to be the stereotype.
You can be Slytherin and be smart too. Like a lot of Slytherin. So.
That's what makes them so cunning.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So Sam Temple is a Gryffindor. Our next person is Cade Sorin, aka David Temple, aka Sam Temple's brother, and he wants to take over the Fae. And at the end of the first book, and by the way, this might be a little bit of a spoiler for the book. He goes to, like, the darkness, or the Gaia-fash.
No, we're not. I forget the ending to that book.
And his power is telekinesis. Telekinetic.
So,
and he kind of falls in love with this girl named Diana.
Yeah, so
and
saves her. Anyways.
Yeah. So we're saying he is a Ravenclaw.
He's just
and
so cool. Like, he is, you like, think, like, you're a step ahead of him. He's, like, five steps ahead
of you. So, like, he's, like, in the first book, he's, like, the main bad guy.
He's not really bad.
So you would think, like... the stereotype is all Slytherins are bad. But no, he's not bad.
I think he's doing it for, like...
He just was disappointed by his life.
So Connie Temple, who's their mom, she had...
Twins.
Yes. They're born with their moms.
Yeah.
And so it was Kane and Sam, dude. And so, but, she only wanted one of them, so she chose Sam. And so Kane...
They had an awful father, and...
Kane was shipped off somewhere else.
To an orphanage, and then he got adopted, and then...
He killed someone.
Yeah, he, like...
They were being annoying to him.
No joke.
Anyways... So
we're saying he's a Ravenclaw. He's very witty to
school. It's his brother. There's a point in the book where he's teasing his brother, Sam, about this girl that he
supposedly
went out with.
Yeah.
But it was not true. I mean, it was true, but they went to the movies and they didn't even talk.
Yeah,
and
so I think the movies is the worst
thing. Yeah, and they're gonna hog. They're gonna hog all the popcorn.
Anyways, back to what we were talking
about.
So,
and he's very witty towards his brother and towards Diana and Drake and all those people. And you think you're a step ahead of Kane, but he's like five steps ahead of you. He's very ahead of his game, or your game. And he's very witty with the things he says. And he's actually very clever. Very clever. So we're saying our next person is Astrid. And she's kind of a jerk.
Especially in like lies, because she thinks like she gets really mad at Sam because he like, so they make this really stupid like town council. Wow, so great. So then they tell him he can't be like a hero anymore, so he goes off to pretend that he's not going to be there, so he goes to a pity party for himself. And so, and then Asher's like, he's always been telling me how hard it is to be, like it's not that easy, and he's always been like, and she's like, how bad can it be? And so she tries to do it, and she's like, terrible at it. So then it's like, she doesn't really feel, I just think she's like a really, I would have said she was a Ravenclaw before, but honestly, she's not. I do not like Astrid.
Don't talk about King Kong, wow.
I don't like Astrid.
I like her, it's just that changes her, it changes the perspective of how people think of her.
I mean, gone, she was fine. She was hunger, she was okay.
And then lies, just kind of all fell apart.
And yeah, Plague, it was just like, she wasn't even like mentioned anymore in Plague. It was just kind of like,
I think by the end of the series, though, like at the last book, they're gonna like,
they're gonna, I know that because I've heard quotes from the ending of the book, and they're all lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Ew.
Tell me I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
There you go.
But I think she's a Ravenclaw.
Honestly, I don't know if she can fit into
the Ravenclaw. Well, she has to. So. She's a Ravenclaw. She's just like an evil Ravenclaw. She's like a Quirrell Ravenclaw.
I said Quirrell's possessed by one Marvel. Quirrell's probably okay when he wasn't. But when he was.
Maybe she's a Lockhart.
Yeah.
Like she's a Lockhart. But she's very smart.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's very ambitious.
And like the first two books she is, and then she kind of
I feel like she isn't brave either.
If we could, if we're going by the first book, yeah, I'd say she's a great book.
Yeah, we're going by the first book, not much of the other books.
So yeah, so I think she's a Ravenclaw in the Gone book, yeah.
Our next person is Little Pete, and this is Astrid's little brother. He's autistic.
Honestly,
and he's basically the most powerful person in the face.
Yeah, he's like an
8R. But he's always progressing. I think,
like, he can create whatever he wants
I
to see.
I feel like he might be a Hufflepuff, but he also wants to go to the Gaia Fash to kill his sister.
But he's loyal to the Gaia Fash, though.
That's true.
He's loyal to
he could be the first evil Hufflepuff.
Yeah, there's probably other evil Hufflepuffs that no one cares about. So,
they're probably missorted.
Are they just
I think he's a Hufflepuff.
Because I don't
think he's...
Yeah, or Slytherin.
He's cunning and ambitious.
He's very ambitious.
So the giant hatch and nemesis are kind of like combined, which little P is nemesis. And so like they combine and it's like I feel like they like combine to one person is the thing. They become one person. So yeah, they're just kind of, yeah, I'd say he's a Hufflepuff, just because he's loyal to the guy, but she's literally it.
I think little P is, I don't know.
Heffalin.
Oh, he's a Heffalin.
Slytherin Puff. There we go. He is a Slytherin Puff, everyone.
But I think if we had to choose a Puff, he would be a Slytherin. The next person is Brianna, the Bree.
She's Slytherin.
Her power is super speed, and she's kind of...
No, she would be like a Gryffindor, which is what I call Slytherin, who's in Gryffindors.
But I think she's a Slytherin. Maybe it's just because she has red hair. Because I think red hair people, with people with like amber hair.
She is kind of like Sam, like she'll go right into battle, but she... Okay, so she's not red, she does not think like at all.
I think she, like, is smart, but not in, like, the Ravenclaw way. I think she's smart and like, oh, okay, well, this person has a downfall, so I'm going to go check them.
I mean, she could be a Hufflepuff, but the thing is, you might want to plug your ears again.
Oh, gosh.
It's because, she says, oh, I'm loyal to Sam. Kane comes along, look, it's a Kane from the plague. The plague. And if I don't, everything's going to go downhill. And it's just like, you never know. She always says she's loyal to Sam and she'll do whatever she has to, but it's really helping Kane. I mean, maybe, but it's Kane. I don't think helping Kane is really gonna do anything. Like, she's Slytherin. She's really cunning. She's cunning, like, because she goes, like, she does go straight to battle. Like, she has a plan. She's really ambitious.
Yeah.
Definitely. She is like, she's just Slytherin, I feel like.
I feel like I'm only going off of, like, her red hair. Because I feel like people with, like, red hair or, like orangish hair should be in Slytherin. Because green goes really good with that. Other than the Weasleys.
Yeah, I just...
But I think she's very ambitious and kind. Like, when you meet her, you're like, oh.
I feel like your first thing would be Gryffindor, but I think she really is Slytherin. So, yeah. Brianna, aka the Breeze, is...
That's her, like, that's what she calls her.
Our next person is Diana Lazarus.
Yeah.
So, she's basically Kane's girlfriend.
Kane's girlfriend.
And they end up actually having a little girl named Gaia, yeah. Which is kind of dumb, but whatever. Why'd they name her that? I kind of had a feeling about that. I think she is also, she's very witty. She's
manipulative.
Yeah, she's always smart mouthing Kane.
She's really manipulative, I feel like.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, the Gone series is a young adult book. So, yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
I think she's a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like, I mean, Kane is a Ravenclaw, but I also feel like Diana does a lot of his planning for him. I feel like they're also a Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
So Ravenclaw.
I feel like just so she can have more power, she stays with Kane.
Yeah. But she really, I don't know if she actually loves Kane.
She does.
My favorite chapters in Gone were the ones from Diana's point of view.
Yes.
I loved seeing the other side of the situation. And I really like Diana. And I really like Kane. I just don't like that. I don't like Gaia or Gaia Fash or the
Gaia is not the. Literally, one of the things is Gaia was pretty. Not girly girl pretty, more Satan like. So, yeah.
Yeah, literally, there's a quote that. Or
We should probably get back to dinner.
Michael Grant literally posted something on Twitter that says, Gaia is the girly girl type. She's more like Satan. And you're very taken aback by that. But back to her mother, Diana. I'm going to say she's a Ravenclaw or Slytherin. Is she a Slytherin?
Slytherin, yeah.
I feel like her daughter is also Slytherin.
No, I think her daughter is pure Slytherin.
Yeah, I feel like none of the smartness really translated to her.
Okay, so Diana is
a Ravenclaw or Slytherin.
Trying to get
next person is Lana
/ Patrick. So Lana is a healer
/ Patrick.
Yes, Patrick is her dog. Patrick is her dog.
Patrick's really loyal. Like, let's start with Patrick. So Patrick
is such a Hufflepuff. He was always there for Lana. Like, when they were getting attacked by Pack Leader and the Gaia Fash, he was by her side the whole time. Like, she ran off. He ran off once or twice, but I was to get help, so, I mean, that doesn't really count. But Patrick was I feel like he's the most loyal person.
Even when she tried to kill the Gaia Fash,
he was there. He never left her side. And that's like an actual sidekick.
Yeah.
It just... This might not be an actual spoiler, but I think Adelio and Lana, I was going to say Adelio and Patrick, but that would have been weird, but Adelio and Lana would make a great couple.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that relationship.
Patrick
is a Hufflepuff.
And then Lana is
a Slytherin. Or Gryffindor. No, I think she's a Slytherin. I think Ravenclaw's out. But actually, I feel like a Slytherin could survive on her own. Like, I feel like if you put, like a Slytherin out in the woods, they would be able to...
Slytherin would make any more
sense. Go in the woods. Go in the woods, Draco. Go in the woods. Go in the woods, okay?
That's so nice. So, anyways, Patrick is a Hufflepuff. Lana is...
Slytherin. I feel like a Slytherin can really fend for themselves.
She can. Definitely Slytherin. Yeah. Slytherin all the way. Patrick Hufflepuff.
You don't see a lot of... What?
So the next person is Penny, and I'm doing this alone because Nila doesn't know who Penny is, and she doesn't want me to spoil it for her. So Penny is basically... They picked up Penny off the road. So Kane and Diana did. They found her... I don't remember exactly where, but she likes Kane, but she can make people have these really, like, bad hallucinations, and they're so lifelike. They get, like, it's, like, their worst fears, and so she, like, kind of tortures people with it, and so she manipulates people with it, and she tries to do it to Diana, because, Kane likes Diana, not Penny, and Penny likes Kane. But then, like, Penny fell off, like, the side of the cliff and broke off her leg, so she can't do anything. And the healer doesn't want to heal her. So, and the healer is Lana. And so, yeah, but I feel like Penny is a Slytherin. Definitely. No. Maybe a Ravenclaw. I think Penny is a Ravenclaw. Yeah, Penny is a Ravenclaw.
Oh,
okay, so the next person is Jake Merwin, aka the psychopath, gal with pan.
He's kind of like...
It's really fun to talk about Drake.
He
kind of like betrays everyone that he meets.
Yeah. He was just really jealous of Kane, actually.
So,
he had a secret crush on Diana. That's why he was so rude. I think he did.
I feel like he just used Diana to get Kane to do
what he wanted. I don't think Kane would do what he wanted.
I know.
I actually think he did have... Like, you know how, like, people say, if a boy is mean to you, they have a... Or picks on you, or is
that's
weird.
That's a saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like that is what Drake did to Diana.
There's this one time where he... You know how he basically tortures him?
Yeah.
Basically. Okay, so that's all we have. He was like, I wish I
I don't even know. I think he kind of went Dursley.
Dursley. Yeah. Well, he turned out like.
But I feel like he's like the crazy Slytherin that no one hangs out with.
The crazy Slytherin that no one hangs out with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I think he is. So he's a crazy Slytherin that no one hangs out with.
Yes.
Okay, so we kind of just did the main people, or some of our favorites in the Gone series. So now we're going to move on to Warriors. So Warriors is by Aaron Hunter, and it's basically about...
We already did an episode on this.
Yeah, we've already done a couple of episodes on them. And they're basically these cats that live in the forest, hunt, battle with each other, and they're just basically wild cats. They live in these five clans now. Shadow Clan, Wither Clan, Thunder Clan, Sky Clan, and River Clan.
You said Sky Clan. And then there's Star Clan. And then
Star Clan, which is basically the heaven. The Dark Forest is all
basically down below. Anyways.
So we're going to start with Tigerheart. So our first cat is Tigerheart. He's basically a very strong warrior.
Tiger Star. Like, not like the bad
one. Not the bad one.
Even though he is related.
His parents are Rowan Claw / Star and
Dawn?
What's her name?
Tawny
Pelt.
Is it
Tawny Pelt. And he runs away with his mate. He runs away with his mate Dovewing to have his kids. And he comes back and becomes the leader.
And I think...
Okay, so he's a Shadow Clan.
Have you ever thought about starting your own clan?
Yes. And we kind of already made the clan.
I think he had a really weird thing. Like, he, like, died but came back alive.
It was a weird process.
Like, he wasn't exactly dead, but he was. Like, he was fading into Star Clan. But then they took him to, like, the moon pool, and all of a sudden he was back.
Because, like, because Shadow Clan, like, Roman Claw decided that it wasn't time to... Like, he couldn't be leader anymore, he was too weak. So they went to join their upcoming Sky Clan. And Tigerheart left, and Star Clan basically said, you need to become the leader. You need to.
Being torn apart.
Yeah, you need to have your clan rise back up.
Yeah. Tigerheart was supposed to be, like, the one that saved his clan, like, put them back together, because they're shattered right now. Like.
Yeah, literally shattered. So, what do you think he is?
I think. I think he's a good
man. Really? I think he doesn't have the, like, cunningness. I feel like to every cat every cat that meets him, they're like, oh, he's not bad. He's a kind cat.
But he can really be fierce, though.
Yeah, but so Gryffindors are like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I think he's a Gryffindor.
I mean, he could be Ravenclaw in some ways. And I think
I feel like he makes... Like, I'm not saying that Ravenclaw's... Don't make mistakes, but he makes dumb mistakes.
Actually, I don't know about Ravenclaw Hufflepuff, because you don't actually know where Zulus is, like, Dumbling with ThunderClan or ShadowClan, you don't really know.
He's not really exactly loyal to his exactly clan, so I think he is a Gryffindor.
He could have parts of Ravenclaw. He is pretty intelligent.
He's pretty intelligent, but he makes a lot of I'm not saying, I'm not saying Ravenclaws don't make mistakes. But it's like, I feel like...
He makes mistakes without Ravenclaws, he usually wouldn't.
Yeah, he makes mistakes that, like, Ravenclaws, like,
wouldn't want perfect. Like, a lot of Ravenclaws, are, like...
Stereotypical.
They're, like, perfectionists in a lot of things.
Yeah. So we're saying he's Gryffindor. Okay, our next person is Ivypool, and Ivypool's a very fierce cat.
I feel like she could be any of the houses, honestly.
Yeah, she's very intelligent, though.
But I don't know if Ravenclaw is going to be the word for it. But I feel like she... Some part of me is pulling her towards Slytherin.
Yeah, she's very ambitious.
Choice.
And cunning. Yeah, I think she's a Ravenclaw.
I think, again, it's Raven. I think it's... Slytherclaw.
Yeah.
I think we just have to go with that. Like, just I think it's that easy. Just, like, think Slytherclaw.
I think if she was, like, on the Sorting Hat, she would take her... like, choices into account, and we're obviously not the Sorting Hat.
But I think he'd really make her, like,
I think he'd make her Slytherin, to be honest. Like, if she sat under it, the hat, and it was on her head, I feel like it'd say Slytherin.
Yeah. So we're going to say Ivy Pool
is
a Slytherin.
Our next cat is Firestar slash Rusty slash Flareheart slash
Dorito Paw.
Yeah.
Girl.
He is definitely a Gryffindor.
Like, he's like
all
Sam.
The way.
He's like the same.
Oh, yeah. He's like so Sam. Sam. No, he's actually Ron. He's such a Ron.
I don't know if he's Ron. I think he's more of a Harry.
Yeah.
I think he's Harry.
He's a Harry.
The Harry of the Thunder Clan.
Yeah, so honestly. He will do anything for the ones he loves.
He will.
But it's also very Hufflepuff.
Especially for Sans. Oh, yeah. But I feel like Hufflepuffs.
I feel like, but it sticks through, and so do Hufflepuffs.
Not always.
Yeah.
You know what? Gryffindor?
Hufflepuff? I think Gryffindor. Oh, but if he was to sit under, I think he would just sort of have and make him a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
So Mr. Firestar is a Gryffindor.
Next cat is Twig Branch.
Now she is in the new series, Vision of Shadows. Yeah.
Vision of Shadows.
She's actually a Slytherin.
Yeah.
She's very ambitious. And the thing with the new apprentices is they sneak out of camp and they get in trouble. And they say, okay, I'm never gonna do it again. The next chapter when it's focused on them. They do it again.
I feel like the clans. I don't know about Vision of Shadows. I feel like all the clans are just kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I think like Wind Clan is great. Wind Clan, phenomenal.
Like after one star.
Yeah. R.I.P. By the way.
Yeah.
Now Hairstar is like on it. He's like, and the warriors are kind. They're like, okay, you have a purpose to be crossing on. Our territory. That's okay. We're gonna come with you just in case. And I think like maybe a Shadow Clan patrol wouldn't do.
I feel like they're kind of breaking the warrior code all the time, and it's not really like the old warriors kind of clans. I feel like ever since like the old generation really died, I feel like it's not the same anymore. Ever since they like moved to the forest and stuff.
Yeah.
Back to Twig
Branch. I think she's a Slytherin.
Yeah.
I feel like. She's so ambitious. She's not cunning. She's very. When you meet her, you fall in love with her.
I feel like you really will. Just like a lot of people do with Draco. Like a lot of people with Draco, you know, you fall in love with him. Not me.
But yeah, I think she's a Slytherin. She's very ambitious. She's always going to see her sister.
Which I really admire Twig Branch's and Violet Chen's relationship. But yeah, Slytherin. Yeah, Twig Slytherin. Branch is.
I think she is a Slytherin.
Twig Branch is a Slytherin.
Next cat is Finley. He's so sweet.
I think he's Hufflepuff.
He's very, 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 very enthusiastic.
And he's hardworking.
Yeah, he's like, but yeah, I think he'd do anything
for his first
plan, and definitely for Twig Branch.
Yes.
Because I feel like he left his whole family, all of his kin, to be with Twig Branch, and that's so loving.
And then Twig Branch
gave up
like her apprentice's duties to be with Finley.
Yeah, and he was like, okay. I'm going with this cat. I need to work as hard as I can.
For ThunderClan.
For ThunderClan so I could prove my loyalty. And he did. He worked so hard with his mentor. And he always tried his best no matter what challenges. And he was always just so enthusiastic. So we think that Finley is a Hufflepuff. Our next cat is going away from ThunderClan. And going into a new clan, we have Sky Clan Cat, or Sky Clan Deputy, actually, Hawkley.
I'm so excited for when he can talk to him.
If he does.
But, he has to.
He might not.
We has to!
He might not.
Stop ruining dreams. Anyways.
Okay. But Leaf Tart isn't actually that old.
Leaf Tart?
Leaf Star. She's very, very cautious. But anyway.
Is it
Hawkwing? Hawkwing is a Ravenclaw. Yes, you read my mind. Yes. He's so intelligent. and witty. And there's this really awkward part in River Fire when he's talking to his daughter Violet Shine about a mate, and it was really awkward. And
it's like you're kind of just like it's kind of like the talk in school or something. Like,
yeah, or
just
like,
kind of like,
when, like
shifting like uncomfortably. Like,
But he is a Ravenclaw. He's so very intelligent.
So Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, yeah.
So very Ravenclaw. What? Yes.
But I think
Ravenclaw. He's Ravenclaw.
He really is. Our last and final cat
in Warriors
is Violet Shine. She is Hawkwing's daughter, and they talked about the mate, and she's Twin Branch's lunar mate. Yes, I do think she's Slytherin. She's so very cunning.
Ambitious.
But she's very, very loyal. But I think that's also a Slytherin thing.
Yeah, I feel like Slytherin. No, but I feel like
Violet Shine, I think a Slytherin thing is like you're very loyal to your family. You're family oriented. Because like, you're like, oh, I'm pure blood. That's why like they didn't really, like that's why Voldemort didn't like it, because he was pure, or he wasn't even pure blood. She was very loyal, and she got mad a lot actually at her sister for not being loyal.
I'm still watching that.
So I think she is a Slytherin.
Slytherin, all the way.
She's very, very cunning too.
So Violet Shine is
a Slytherin. So we just finished our Warriors Cat section, and now we're doing Fantastic Beasts / Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Mainly just Fantastic Beasts in general.
So we're not gonna do Newt because he's a perfect Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And like you can't really argue with that. But so we're gonna skip Newt, but know that we really do think he's the perfect Hufflepuff. We didn't just forget about him. We just think Eddie Redmayne is the biggest Hufflepuff.
He's the most cinnamon roll Hufflepuff in the world.
Cinnamon roll, but yeah, we didn't skip over him and everything because we love Newt. We just think he's perfect in Hufflepuff, and we didn't want to just
mess anything up
and change our minds about it.
So we're doing Jacob.
So we're doing our favorite Muggle nomad personal wizarding anything, Jacob. And if you don't know who Jacob is, he's literally the best person other than Newt.
Yes.
He's actually my favorite person in the Harry Potter. Fantastic Beasts era things.
Credence or Grindelwald?
Or Lita. I like Grindelwald. I would love to do an awkward hug.
Okay, so anyway.
He's a Hufflepuff. He loves to bake. He's a Hufflepuff, okay?
He's a Hufflepuff.
He's so kind. He keeps the secrets. Hashtag keep the secrets. And... He's just such a Hufflepuff. Like, his life is legit baking.
I think you can't get more Hufflepuff.
He's a cinnamon roll baker. Okay? He's a cinnamon roll baker.
He is, yeah.
He's a Hufflepuff. If you argue with it, you have an issue.
He's Hufflepuff.
Okay? Yeah. You have an issue. So our next person is Queenie Goldstein, and her power is like to read minds, and she's kind of odd. She's an odd bird.
She's a Legilimens. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
And so she went to Ilvermorny. So she wasn't.
Her and her sister Tina are complete opposites.
But yeah, they both went to Ilvermorny.
Yeah, they both went to Ilvermorny, and they're both Americans, which it was good because we've both lived in America our whole life. It was kind of cool to be able to see some American wizards.
Hopefully they go back. I kind of want to see them go to Ilvermorny because I want to know what that
I
looks
know.
Like.
I know. I think that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Because, I know the story behind it.
And so our next video is actually going to be reviewing Crimes of Grindelwald, kind of predictions for the next few Fantastic Beasts movies.
And what we wanted to see. But go check that video out. Right now we're talking about Queenie. What do you think?
I think Queenie is a Hufflepuff.
Really? I kind of think she's a Ravenclaw. She reminds me of Luna, but she's based on the movie we just saw, Crimes of Grindelwald. Now she's not like Luna.
Don't listen to that if you don't want spoilers.
If you don't want spoilers, don't listen to the next episode.
Don't listen to this if you don't want spoilers.
But I think Queenie's... I do kind of agree that she's a Hufflepuff.
Because she's mainly to Jacob and her sister.
Yeah, she loves her sister. She really loves everybody, and she's very odd.
But she's just really close, I feel like, Jacob and Tina.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to get married. Well, she wanted to get married, but yeah.
I think Jacob would have agreed with her.
Yeah, if she wasn't brainwashed.
Well, what was always weird is, how did Jacob remember that?
Because
he just went under the spell.
So, well, we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah,
but,
so anyways.
Queenie is a Hufflepuff in our opinion.
That's what we're
going
to say. I think she's maybe not like the ultimate Hufflepuff or anything.
But I feel like she's, but my opinion is she's a lot like Luna, but now seeing her bad side in the new movie, she's not like Luna. So I think she's a Hufflepuff.
She's most like a Hufflepuff.
Our next person is Grindelwald or Grindelwald. So,
Grindelwald. That's what they say in the movie.
Yeah, and so we watch a lot of YouTubers, obviously, who do Harry Potter things and Fantastic Beasts, like Tessa Netting,
Johnny Depp was an amazing
Grizzly Voices, The Bakey, Cherry Wallace, and The Bakey and Cherry Wallace, who are amazing YouTubers. They live in England, and instead of, like, we say Grindelwald, like how it's spelled, but they say Grindelwald. So,
but Johnny Depp was perfect.
Oh,
for
yes,
Grindelwald.
He was. Like, Johnny Depp himself is very
Grindelwald.
Mysterious.
Yeah, I feel like.
And I feel like that's Grindelwald.
Yeah, so, anyways.
So, if you don't know his story, he did not go to
Hogwarts.
He went to Durmstrang because apparently he was too good for Hogwarts. And he wasn't obviously going to go to
Hogwarts.
Yeah, he wasn't going to go to Hogwarts, and he wasn't going to go to Ilvermorny,
like,
because
across the world.
He's not really,
he didn't live
British.
There yet.
But the thing is, he is British, but I couldn't find his accent.
He
doesn't have an accent.
He has one. He always disguises it, though.
Yeah, he's a really good American. He's basically Hugh Jackman.
He's a really good American accent. Anyways.
I kind of think he would be a Gryffindor.
I think he's Ravenclaw.
Really? Actually, that's
true. He's really clever on, like, and charismatic on how to get them on his side.
Yeah, and how to, like, kill all the Muggles and the baby.
In that last part of the movie, he has this whole speech thing, and he's telling
them.
Yeah,
and it was, like, very.
And he gets all of them on his side.
He's the best evil wizard that is known in the wizarding world. So, I mean, you have to be pretty smart to be the best wizard.
To be honest, he's, like, a lot more clever than... He might be even worse than Voldemort, to be honest, because...
Yeah, but I think he's a better villain than Voldemort.
Yeah,
I think Voldemort was just kind of...
I feel like he went on impulse, like, I feel like Grindelwald, it's always kind of plot twist, because he knows what he's doing.
A lot of people on YouTube have been saying Fantastic Beasts has ruined Harry Potter.
It's not Harry Potter.
Yeah, and they're, like, saying, like, oh, well, you can't mess with the original. J.K. Rowling said...
It's a completely different thing.
Harry Potter wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, so really, Harry Potter should be wrong, like...
Yeah, I mean, to me, Fantastic Beasts is almost better than Harry Potter.
There's a lot more plot twists.
If you know us, we love animals, and we basically are Newt.
It's also not as predictable as Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like,
Newt is, like, Harry is, like, okay, I'm gonna not really think about this, like a Gryffindor, and just go and save the world and marry Ginny, even though she's dating someone. Newt, okay, he likes Tina and everything.
And Leta. He liked Leta.
But think about it. He wanted to tell her, you have eyes, like a salamander.
Do you know that's when Newt really
That's
loved
when Newt, like,
he didn't tell it to
he's
Leta,
a magic zoologist.
He told it to Tina. So, anyway,
like,
back to Grindelwald.
I think he would be a Ravenclaw. He's very intelligent.
Yes. He, like, back to that scene, he was getting literally everyone that didn't even want to be on his side,
carefully planned plan.
Credence.
Yeah, and he thought the whole plan out.
He knew how to get Credence, too.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm gonna get Credence.
Okay,
I got Credence now because I'm very smart.
He knew how to, like, disguise himself as Mr. Graves.
Yes, that's
in the first movie.
And that takes a lot of power. He must have been a really good student.
He gains people's trust and, like, backstabs them. Which Voldemort always was like, well, to
his
followers.
He's like, well, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to Avada Kedavra you. And that's what he did. But Grindelwald isn't even like that. He's
even worse.
Okay, well, let's think about this. What was Voldemort's goal?
he didn't really have one.
Yeah, he just wanted to kill Harry.
Like, he had no plan for
it. He just wanted to be the most powerful wizard, but Grindelwald had a plan. He didn't want muggles.
And he has, like, back plans. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, like if something messes up, he's like, if your plan A messes up, he has a
plan all the way to Z.
Yeah. So, we're going to say he's a
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Ravenclaw all the way. Yep. Okay, so now we've got Tina Goldstein,
who is Queenie's sister, and she also went to Ilvermorny. Obviously,
loves her.
She has eyes like a salamander. I think we don't exactly know. We were trying to look up what house they were in, but we couldn't, or in Ilvermorny, but we couldn't exactly find it.
Yeah.
So I think Tina seems like the person that would be in Horned Serpent.
Yeah, we don't exactly know, but we're just gonna do by Hogwarts, so that's what we just kind of told all her background information. So now,
I think she is a Ravenclaw.
Yeah,
like she's an Auror.
She might have a little bit of Slytherin in her though.
She's very ambitious. That's true.
She's
Slytherclaw.
Yeah, I'd say Slytherclaw. Are we gonna go with Slytherclaw?
I think, but if you were under the Sorting Hat, she would probably be
a Ravenclaw.
Because there's a lot more smartness in her than...
We're just gonna call Tina
a Slytherclaw.
Yeah, she's a Slytherclaw.
Our next person is Theseus. We were gonna do Leeta, but we couldn't really change her from Slytherin. The only other house I could think of her is Ravenclaw, but I feel like she's a really good Slytherin.
Yeah, but now we got Theseus who did have a house.
We know he went to Hogwarts and he was a Gryffindor, but we're gonna see if we agree with it or not.
But he's Newt's brother, but they don't have the brother.
They're complete opposites.
Theseus
is known as like a war hero.
Newt
basically grew up being second best to his brother. Oh, wait, so Newt was always the odd one.
Yeah.
He just didn't really interact.
And Theseus looks down at him. It's like he wants him to be the best he can, but then he doesn't. He wants him to work for like the ministry and stuff, but that's not what Newt wants. And so then he tries to kill him. So,
yeah.
Moving on, we can just get to like, okay, so,
yeah, so
he's a Gryffindor, but he is a war hero. More of a Slytherin, because
no,
I think
he's a Gryffindor.
I don't know. I feel like he is kind of cunning. That would be just
he's very ambitious.
He is ambitious, but I feel like he's more ambitious for his brother because that ambition is kind of over for him now. But he was really ambitious.
But I could see cunning.
Yeah, but I feel like I agree with you. I think he is a
Gryffindor.
So Theseus, we're
gonna say he's a Gryffindor still for obvious reasons. Next we have Credence.
He's like my favorite character. No, I just like Ezra Miller.
I really do like Ezra Miller because he's a Flash. But anyway,
but he's also like a great person.
He's so fun. But
you never been
Credence is he never knew his family. He was grown up saying witches are bad.
He was really
That part was always confusing. Like, because I watched Fantastic Beasts, and at the beginning, I didn't like it.
Yeah. He was abused, though, so weird. And so then he found Mr. Graves, a.k.a. Grindelwald.
He didn't know he was using him.
Yeah, so...
He kind of made this connection, and then he realized, oh, this is an awful person.
So, said earlier, he was Mr. Graves at the time. He made the Credence come to inside because at the end of the movie, he did that too.
So basically what happened was Percival Graves / Grindelwald told Credence to get this girl who was powerful.
But it ended up being
ended up being him. He was actually really powerful. But I feel like he uses his power for the good in this movie.
This is a spoiler. At the end of the Crimes of Grindelwald, we're just going to tell you this now. He's a Dumbledore.
But there are theories that saying that he's Albus Dumbledore's brother.
No.
But he's not.
He's not.
Right?
He may be. You know, what I was thinking is he could be somehow his grandson or his son. In some way.
But did he ever get married or have a kid?
That's why I was thinking maybe he was.
No, he's related. Like, he is a Dumbledore.
But then I was also thinking he could be somehow brothers with Dumbledore. Because some brothers, they can be, 30, and then the other one can be 10. Like, that's possible.
It'd be 10.
Be 10. But, like, Dumbledore in this movie, he's, like, 60, 70. No, he has to be, like, 100 or 200. But, yeah, and we're into the new smell. Anyways, so...
I think he's a Slytherin. Very ambitious and cunning. He went through basically all of Paris to find where he was from. Like, that's family oriented.
And Nagini was Griffin.
Yeah. So we're going to say he's a Slytherin.
I'm going to say, yeah, I agree with that. Slytherin.
Yeah. Our next person slash animal is, you probably guessed it, Nagini.
But first off, yeah. We have a theory. Can I explain it? Okay, so our theory is kind of like the
Nagini in the classical film
is not the Nagini in Fantastic Beasts. We kind of think that it could have been her mother or something, because we just don't think that's like, I don't think that's the Nagini, unless she got like turned into this weird curse or something, but I don't think that's how it
the
went.
Blood curse. But what house do you think she's in? So when you think of Nagini,
I feel like you
from the
Slytherin.
Harry Potter films, you're like, oh, Slytherin. She's like Voldemort's wife, basically.
Married a snake.
But snake. I feel like this Nagini has a different...
I feel like she could be Hufflepuff because she is really loyal. But
I feel like when you like when you see her, you don't think like, oh, she's a Hufflepuff. She doesn't have that like loving touch for me.
She can
She's very cunning, I feel like.
But she is fierce, and that's a Hufflepuff trait.
Yeah, but I think she might be a Ravenclaw. She's very intelligent.
She is. She is really witty, too. She knows. She is, like, charismatic and stuff like that.
But she could also be a Slytherin. So I kind of think she's a Slytherclaw.
Yeah.
In the way of, like, she's cunning, but she's also very intelligent.
Yeah. So Slytherclaw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slytherclaw.
We're going with Slytherclaw again.
Okay, so our final person for the whole episode is young Dumbledore.
Not the old Dumbledore, because I feel like he kind of changes.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's Slytherin, to be honest.
I do. I feel like...
He's ambitious.
A very big disappointment for me. They made all this, like, all this content and kept talking about the young Dumbledore is going to be in the movie. I think together there might be 20 minutes of film time for him. And I didn't get that Dumbledore-y feel that I do.
But I kind of like young Dumbledore better, to be honest.
I like old Dumbledore.
But anyway, back to the thing. He is really cunning.
He's very cunning and he's very ambitious.
Yes.
So I can't really argue with that. I really do think he's a Slytherin.
And then I think as he grew, he does have some Gryffindor traits, but I feel like
the classic like Slytherin-Gryffindor mix.
Yeah, kind of like Harry, but I feel like he kind of grew more into Gryffindor as he grew older. But
yeah,
we're gonna say
Slytherin.
Okay, thank you for listening today, and we
hope you agree. But if you don't, maybe tell your friends and family what you think about the characters, and we totally suggest reading these books.
Kind of have the discussion and really get involved in some of this stuff because it's really fun to talk about. It's a really good like debate to have.
Yeah, and we are thinking that. Since we're both pretty big Disney fans, we think we're going to make a separate episode sorting Disney princesses.
We've done a lot of sorting.
So our next episode is our complete and honest review of the Crimes of Grindelwald.
This is the true review. I mean, you don't have to go off ours, but this is how we really feel. Because I feel like some people are lying when they're really feeling about it.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of things about how Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald has ruined the wizarding world.
No.
But that's not how...
And how it's ruined Harry Potter. Harry Potter's not connected to this in any...
Yeah, but tune in next time to see what we think. And we hope you enjoyed this video.
I mean, like...
Or podcast.
And
We wanted you guys to be able to hear our opinions about the... what we think our favorite characters from our favorite book series, what Hogwarts house we think they should be in, because as you guys know, we love Hogwarts, we love Fantastic Beasts, we love anything Harry Potter, and we love these book series, so we wanted to kind of incorporate things and be able to share with you guys.
And we are still coming up with ideas for a future, like, podcast. So, I don't know if there's a way you guys can tell us what you want us to do, but we're just going to try to do everything fandom. Like, we're looking up famous fandoms and stuff, and kind of we're trying to make a thing for everyone, so...
And make sure to... We're going to be researching more of, like, Star Trek, and we're going to go into DC and Disney, and we might even be doing a video or a podcast episode about Pokemon.
Yeah, just so, fandoms that a lot of people like. I'm not even doing about Fortnite, like that craze. Like,
yeah.
We're just doing kind of like I said earlier, something for everyone, because we want everyone to have an option to have something to listen to and really relate to and kind of have a debate over with us and with friends, because we want you to feel welcome to our podcast.
And we're going to have some special guests. They have their own podcast, and we're going to invite them onto our podcast, and we're going to talk about some fandoms that they like.
So, yeah, thank you guys if you've been here for our whole podcast, because really getting
that was a really long podcast. So, thanks for listening, and tune in next week.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you.
Bye.